Okay, we're going to move on to number 11. That's our enforcement report. Mr. Briggs?
It's a written report, and we'll try to answer any questions that you have.
I do have a card on number 11. Let's see if I have more than one. No, on number 11, I just have Mr. Ricano. You're right. I have more than one card.
I saw at least two or maybe three.
Yeah, your card is here, and so is Mr. Ricano's. Okay.
You can always ask if anybody else is doing it. That covers our bills. Just go to the cards.
Okay. Are there any board questions for staff on the written enforcement report? Okay, doesn't look like it. Two speaker cards, Mr. Sadowski, and then Mr. Ricano. Go ahead. Go ahead.
My name is Richard Sadowski. I'm a citizen of North Morro Bay. With regards to the enforcement staff report, I would like to address a couple of issues.
On January 25th, I had sent a letter to Mr. Briggs with regards to submitting a series of reports to the staff that had to do with the condition and the issues with the Morro Bay and Cayucas wastewater collection system. And in response to our letter on the 25th, on the 29th, I received a letter that was signed by Mr. Roger Briggs regarding the reports, stating that the regional staff has reviewed our reports that we submitted, and they followed up with a letter to the Cayuga Sanitary District and the Public Services Department of the Morro Bay. And within that letter, Mr. Briggs, you stated that the City of Morro Bay and the Cayuga Sanitary District submit a written response to the report by March 15th, 2008. Today, we have not received any information with regards to the reports that show the conditions of Morro Bay's and Cayucas wastewater collection systems. In these reports, there's a significant amount of evidence of exfiltration and sewage leakage. What I would like to request this board is that they follow up with a letter to the Cayucas Sanitary District and the Morro Bay Public Department as promised, and in response to our reports that they were going to give to us by March 15th. So I would like to have maybe the board direct staff to follow up on that letter and find out what their response is to our reports. I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your comments.
We did receive those reports, and did you get a copy of them? Mr. Sadowski?
I have a copy of my reports that I submitted.
No, the response from the agencies.
I have not received any response to the agencies, and I have a letter stating that you would respond, and March 15th was the date. So.
Okay. Well, they're available, and we'll follow through with making them available to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Ricano, are you still here? Don't see him. He was here. I'll put him at the bottom of the list. Maybe he'll appear. Mr. Payne, and then Mr. Perlman.
Good evening, and good afternoon. Bruce Payne again, Los Osos resident. CDO recipient number 1000. On the May 10th, 2007 sheet here, I have it's agenda number 6 was consideration on how to proceed with 7 remaining cases of cease and desist orders. And they go from mine 1000 up to 1045, which, by the way, is 46 people. A lot of people keep saying 45 CDOs. No, there's 46 of us, counting zero. The question is, what is going to, is there any further whatever planned on these 7 randomly selected people? I have a draft here that I would like to have had the December 15th, I think it was, when we spent a half hour trying to talk me in to sign something without signing it under duress. And I asked for the thing so I could read it before I signed it. And here it says on this draft, it says I would be accepting a cleanup and abatement order, which would allow you to fine me any amount you wanted to for cleanup and abatement, which I would have explained to everybody who was being coerced into signing this, that they're the only thing they could fight if they agreed to be fined for cleanup and abatement is the amount of the fine. So that was what all that stomping around to give me the paper. I'll sign the damn thing because I was going to read it first. I knew what it was. I'd been to Sato's little meeting out at the golf course and knew what you had in mind. So anybody that has a cleanup and abatement should probably put in a reclamator as quick as you can so you can come into compliance in a legal method. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Mr. Perlman.
Hi, Alon Perlman, Prohibition Zone, Los Osos, which is, I live in Baywood, which is adjacent to the newly formed MPA, and my comments will be regarding the California Men's Colony spillage. Is that okay? When I first came to Los Osos, which was about 4 years ago, I had no idea that there was such, I just assumed the town was sewered. I didn't even understand why people had signs on their lawn saying move the sewer. But since then I've picked up a lot of information. And some of this information does not seem to be entering into the considerations of the Water Board. For example, there are 11 contributors to source of pollution that enter the Morro Bay National Estuary, a very important national estuary you may have heard of, which is home to an incredible number of fish, and it affects the economies of California as well as, in fact, it goes all the way up and down the coast. Most of those fish spend some part of their life cycle in the Morro Bay National Estuary. And this relates to the governor's initiative and your ability to assist or harm that, because at this time, incredible amounts of money and time and effort are being spent on the characterization of the global warming changes, threats to the fisheries. And the California Men's Colony, when I first came to Los Osos, I heard they had a huge spill. And I wanted to bring it to your attention that there are other sources for pollution to that estuary other than Los Osos. And I'd already prepared a speech at one point saying that after discussions with Dr. Kitts, which established this is research funded in part by fines from your organization, Dr. Kitts stated that had we put a sewer in Los Osos several years before his research was done, he would have expected little to no impact on the improvement of water qualities as far as bacterial loads in the bay. And I believe you announced yourself, Chairman Young, as a representative of shellfish interests back at that time. I am hoping that your future science really incorporates science, allows you to divert your attention to those, to the total effect, to the long-term and global impacts of your decisions that you take place. The California's men's colony essentially scoured the bay and dumped raw sewage into a newly formed marine protective area. What are you doing about it? Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Perlman. Did Mr. Ricano come back in the room? Okay. Not here. Okay. Last speaker, Marla Jo Bruton, for this agenda item.
Good afternoon. Marla Jo Bruton, resident of North Morro Bay. To follow up on what Mr. Perlman was just speaking about, as far as the CMC spill that occurred January, I believe, 25th, 2008, I appreciate that you gave a civil liability fine to them for $40,000 for the 20,000 gallons of raw sewage that was leaked into the Chorro Creek that goes right into our new State Marine Reserve protected area. I am concerned. I would like to know what happened to the 250,000 gallons of raw sewage that was reportedly contained in what I'm guessing is the old sewage plant tanks. I would like to know what happened to that 250,000 gallons of raw sewage. Lately, the State Marine Reserve has been really stinking. And it's, I've lived in Morro Bay for 25 years, and I've come to know when I'm smelling sewage spills in the bay. So I guess I should do a public records request to get that information. If you can guide me, should I do that to you or to the CMC or both? If you can guide me with that.
Mr. Chair. Mr.
Briggs.
Well, first of all, just a point of clarification. In the first page here of the enforcement report, towards just above recommendation, it says administrative civil liability complaint, California Men's Colony. What that means is that the prosecution team has issued the complaint. It hasn't come to us yet. So that's yet to be heard by the board, and that would probably be the appropriate time to find out about the total factors regarding the spill. If you want information in the meantime, just ask, and Mr. Packard right here is available.
But I can okay, so the newspaper said that you were you fined them $40,000. That hasn't been done yet?
That was a staff recommendation. It hasn't come to the board yet.
Okay.
You know, I can just explain the process is the prosecutor issues a complaint, and then that could be settled, or they could have a hearing before the board, and that part of the process isn't complete yet.
Okay, I'm here to speak up for the State Marine Reserve and enforcement. We'd like it to be considered an honorable State Marine Reserve, and every possibility that you can step in and help us not have this occur would be appreciated by all of us. Thank you.
I just wanted to respond to your question about the Public Records Act request, mm-hmm. and you're certainly welcome to submit one to the board and to the California Men's Colony, which is a public state agency.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
And what about the 250,000 gallons? Isn't that a separate incident she's referring to?
I understood her to be talking about the same problem at the treatment plant, but maybe I jumped to a conclusion. The same period of time as a spill.
My understanding was that it was 20,000 gallons were reported spilled of raw sewage into Chorro Creek, but that 250,000 gallons around there had been diverted before the spill. Before the 20,000, they had been able to retain 250,000 gallons in some holding storage area.
Same incident.
So it's the same spill, but it was actually a lot larger than 20,000 gallons.
Okay. Thank you for that. Last speaker, Mr. Moylan.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Board. My name is William Moylan. I live in the prohibition zone of Los Osos. I'd like to talk about the enforcement that your board sees fit to impose on people or not. In January of 2006, my wife and I, and 45 other households, received proposed cease and desist orders for the use of our septic systems. In May of 2007, my wife and I received a cease and desist order. We were told by several members of the prosecution team and also by members of the board that all other homeowners in the Los Osos Prohibition Zone would soon be getting equivalent orders. This has not occurred, and the Water Board has had ample time to implement similar orders. Other households in the Prohibition Zone receive simple notice of violations. These NOVs do not threaten homeowners with daily fines and do not require homeowners to pump their septic systems, which, according to the board and the prosecution team, would help alleviate the pollutants that are supposedly entering the aquifer. We who have received CDOs or who have signed settlement agreements are being treated unequally by the RWQCB. We have been treated unequally for over 2 years and 3 months now. According to the RWQCB's own Water Quality Enforcement Policy, Chapter 1, the last paragraph on page 2 says, enforcement actions should be appropriate for each type of violation and should be similar for violations that are similar in nature and have similar water quality impacts. I request that the Water Board issue similar cease and desist orders to the remaining 4,400 or so homes and businesses in the Prohibition Zone, or if you want to abide by your own enforcement policy, rescind the original CDOs and settlement agreements issued and give those who have received them simple notice of violations. Similar treatment for similar violations that are similar in nature and similar in impact are what is required. Treat everyone similarly, just like your own water quality enforcement policy dictates, or be honest and admit that you have acted arbitrarily and perhaps capriciously in your issuance of CDOs to the first 46 Los Osos homeowners. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Moylan. Piper Riley.
Good afternoon, Board. Piper Riley, Los Osos Prohibition Zone. My last letter that I wrote here did conclude by including a timely article about the arbitrary and capricious nature of California water boards in general. And it included a comment by Reed Santa, the chief enforcement officer for the State Water Board, who admitted that there were serious flaws with many of the water boards. And I don't understand how the Morro Bay Estuary, or the California Men's Colony, is being fined potentially $40,000 when there's an almost $40 million potential fine on my little home, which I have serious argument that I am even polluting. I would love to see evidence that we are. Our local well tests have better results than anyone else around. There is evidence that Morro Bay, which is a centralized system, is leaking like a sieve. I highly doubt it is us in Los Osos that are polluting. And we certainly do not deserve to have $40 million per household fines held over our heads. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Okay. Any board comments or questions? This concludes agenda item number 11.
I do have a question, Mr. Chair, to the staff, and it's on the city of Hollister and the unauthorized discharge violation. The question to the staff is, I understand the diversion, we okayed that way back when. Is this additional above the amount that we authorized, or is this ongoing?
This is Harvey Packard. I think I can address that. The amount, the diversion, like as you said, was authorized by the board several years ago, a few years ago still, but later after that, the issue was brought back when the board reconsidered the ACL and restructured the ACL. However, the board did not revise the end date of that diversion, so that diversion had a sunset date, which has already occurred. Therefore, technically, it is a violation that continues. even though we're not planning to take any additional enforcement on it.
Okay. I understand. Thank you.
Okay. Let's move on to agenda item 21.